Ola so tan roba nam kan ta da nyam bi sim jin tam je ju tong du lo bi san je ju kong ba rung bu ji du bar san. Te yi che do tik pa chen bi ju yi lama la tu san gom sum ju tsun bar sa wa nyam bi. San ba san ju ju du to je pa ngun du tan de zin.
So Rinpoche begins by requesting everyone, urging everyone to give rise to the enlightening mind, loving mind, and that we diligently apply ourselves to listening to, reflecting upon, and meditating upon the teachings, in this case, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, and this for the purpose in attaining the state of a Buddha, and that for the purpose of benefiting all beings, as many as the sky is vast.
Dene ta tikpa chenpo ju lame ten ju ji ju za dorji ne dun je nani ne yepa khan devari shikpi nyingpo shikpi kapre.
So of the then seven Vajra points by which this text is expressed or presented, then we are presently on the fourth point, that of the basic constituent, the Buddha nature.
Tele ngumir kasangandru tempe ton tepe toksor ne se dekhe nyimbo teni tepe toksor tempa ne ranzong nam je ton dan te tepa nye je tozai nyime chinkor u barwa mingmi pe nan thongwa mi kisabar.
So continuing then from yesterday's teachings, the way of realizing by faith the meaning of the teachings and the root. This ultimate truth of the self-arisen is what is to be realized through faith. The resplendent light of the sun is not seen by those without eyes.
Ranzong zhob sanje nam ji chunyi tong tambi denba. Te yin shikba nyingbo tong. So su chevo tang nyin tu tang rang sanje tang tikwa lasar du zhob sanjo samba nam ji ngipa tong je sonrab tang te da ke gongdar da tabla ten te ching mula yi chepa nyi ji ji tsor do tokpar sawa yin je samu te kona ni tawa la megdang mdien basar che tawa ji ngon som do tokpa ne ma yin de per na ni me ching kor ta ching sar la voizar rab dambar yin bat te che wo meg me par churpe ne ngon som do tokpa me ba che tawa yin no hi pao.
The basic nature of the self-arisen perfect Buddha, the absolute truth, the essential heart of the one thus gone, is, from the beginning, spontaneous and not newly arisen from other conditions. Ordinary beings, hearers, solitary realizers, and bodhisattvas newly entered onto the vehicle, having relied upon the discourses on the definite meaning and the elucidations of these, but because of not having eyes to see the profound thatness which is generally to be realized through confidence as regards faith and devotion, then accordingly there will be no direct realization. For example, it is like a man not having eyes, not directly seeing the resplendent rays of light in the clear and pure circle of the sun.
Moya tan deva tene de hito se jamna dema ne se jete dema ne tangbo ne ka ne thoma ne ye dema ne to su tonda je kwa yong re ni ji ke la chek do ge
chek do
do do moya.
So, Rinpoche then is giving some Tibetan synonyms for words here. The first one then, we said, from the beginning, so one could say from the beginning, primordially, from the beginningless beginning, such words as those. So, what is meant here then by spontaneous is that which is done without effort, that which is naturally accomplished, that which then comes together, which does not come together due to causes and conditions. And so self-arisen then has the same meaning here of not coming together due to causes and conditions. So it refers here then to the perfect Buddhas, and what is meant by perfect here is that there is the perfect relinquishment and the perfect realization. By the perfect relinquishment then is meant that all of the veils of the mental afflictions, all of the obscurations of the mental afflictions, as well as all of the obscurations that veil what is to be known, along with the stains of the tendencies, then have been absolutely relinquished, completely relinquished. What is meant then by complete realization, or the complete perfection of realization, then is that there is the knowledge which sees things exactly as they are, and which also sees the manifoldness or manyness of things.
Sanje namji chunyi ta sanje namji chunyi te karra sana sanje namji chunyi ton tambit denba te te jen kikpa nyingbo re. Sanje namji chunyi ton tambit denba yang tambit takpa denba tatuk denba te som tunda chikpa re te karra sana te jen kikpa nyingbo. The yin kikpa nyingpo, sanje ji nyingpo, devari kikpa nyingpo, te sanje namje, ton tampa denpa hai.
And so then, it is spoken about here the basic nature or the dharmata of the perfect Buddhas, and then that is synonymous with the ultimate truth. It is synonymous then with the truth of reality. It is synonymous with the essence of the one thus gone. Synonymous with the essence of the one gone to bliss, or synonymous with the absolute truth.
Tene sosuche wo sijite karasana sochi sijite denba munsom de mato pa tungba ni munsom de mato pa phakpa sa mato pa tso.
So, those who have the Tibetan text, everyone knows where we are? Okay. So, then next, ordinary beings then refers to those who do not have the direct realization into the truth, who do not have the direct realization into emptiness, who have not actually attained the grounds of the bodhisattvas.
So sujeve dakhe davasena le soso latin te deva sosor cheva. Cheva lemba kapsu le soso latin te deva mandava soso cheva soso langu yure. Tisena soso cheva.
Actually, what is, if one wants to break up the word in Tibetan here, actually it means, soso chevo then means the arisal of each, literally. And what it means then is dependent upon each action or each karma, there is an arisal of each fruit.
Dhanda soso chevo si chiti le la ra le pare. Le chevo anke tini cheva langare and dogare.
So what it means here then is dependent upon actions, then it will give rise then to births. Then nikap sting
leje wang cheva langare leje ne ba de jo ta de yang cheva dogare dorwa se je de cheva king dogare.
So that because of karma then that there because of actions then there will arise arisals or births. So then the word here that for Shravaka or hearer, then it literally means to listen and hear. So listening to the teachings, one hears them either from the Buddha or from the spiritual friend. Listening to the teachings, one hears them, can have this meaning, or it can also mean hearing the teachings, one speaks them to others. It also here refers to having heard the teachings on the profound four noble truths, that one relates these or speaks these to others.
Rang Sanje Tela Sanje Dingbo Yang Sigido Sanje Dingbo Sanje Chembo to Zoba Sanjere Sanje Chunga de Nindere, then a Rang Sanje de Sanje Dingbo.
So, what is meant here then by what is usually translated as solitary realizer or a Pratyeka Buddha? It means not really Buddha, not actually Buddha. One could say a middling Buddha. One could say that there is would be the absolute perfect Buddha, and then there would be the lesser Buddha, which would be the hearers, and then there would be a middling Buddha, which would be the solitary realizers or Pratyeka Buddhas.
Tene tikpa la sadhu kyubha sanju sambanam. Tikpa la sadhu kyubha sanju sambanam ta sansin cholampa tang jolampa tesore. Chovo cholampa la yako yuvata.
So the phrase here of the bodhisattvas which have newly entered into the vehicle, then in general would refer to those on the path of accumulation and application, but here it refers primarily to those on the path of accumulation. So, having given rise to dependent upon having compassion, then first having compassion and then dependent upon that giving rise to the mind of enlightenment, the awakening mind, once that is given rise to, then one enters on to the path of accumulation. And so one then newly enters onto the vehicle at this point. And one becomes then a bodhisattva.
Sancho Simba Sijide Pa Sijide Pavukeja Simjinje Don Droba Latene Pa Chembo Pa Chembo Yopa Po Pa Chembo Yopa Simjok Chembo Yopetendare.
So then, the Tibetan word for bodhisattva here is Jangchub Sempa, and the pa here refers to having a courageous mind, a brave mind in relationship to working for the benefit of beings.
Pa de kande yogorasana ta pa som. Pa wo som gore. Nrowa nromanga trangla majowa. Tene simchi te Sanju Sambanam ji Simjin ji Tamji ji Don se gore Simjin ta meba Jang meba Sanji majabare Hajang mangbo yere Shinda mangbo yere Rabda mangbo yere Simjin Shinda mangbo yina yang ya Simjin ji Shinda mangbo re Jang meba re Tanga Simjin ji Don se Togo mare sambe Jowa meba Simjin mangbo yina yang Simjin ji Don se Top sambe tene pa gore Rova Mambu Tangla Majova Pagore Tangla Majova Sejute, same Chumba Meba Romanga Tangla Majova Pag Karmanga Yenla Majova Pagore Tene Tipa Chimbu Lola Karpa Trami Somdang Trami Duindang Trami Sumjata Duinla Sobala Tene same change at Don Drop Kavache Gogre Karpa Mambu La Jova Meba Pai Chumba Meba Tetavu karpa mangbula simjinje ton seba layang tene kale kapo maipa pa shumba maipa pao govare.
Pao dangpo.
Pao nipa reso ya. Nita ya dangpo.
Yadini nipa yang?
Ta romanga tangla majo vipa.
Re?
Karpa mangbu yinla majo vipa. Tene saka vilela majo vasa. Leka shinto kale kapo la majo vipa. Legacy in the Kalekabo Karagorasana, then it seems change it on Dropala, Sanjo Simba Nam Jerange, Jimbala Chayana Range, Dene, Jimba Kinder Chimborange, Gordon Yena, Shadan Tra, Jimbalaya, Jimbaton Layan, Joa Mepe, Jimbaton, Jimbatan Topa. Rava Jimbaton Yade. Rang Shadan Tatonia de Sakale Kaburava Zokale Kabura, Tayan Zotava. Then is Zeba Tavachil Chayana, then Sa Sasson the Capsule Zeba part of the Simbare Rang Lu Shani Rubber part of Tumba Tumba Tiena, Contra San Saya member, Sago. Then Rabo the Sakale Kabuya. Then it is Power Song Gubadesta. Romanga Tangla Majova Pa, Karmanga Yinla Majova Pa, Saka Velela Majova, Pata, Pau Somyo, and then Sanju Samba. They mean Sanju Samba. Oh,
yeah.
So,
when speaking about bodhisattvas or Jangjub Sempas, the Pa part, the heroic part, or the courageous part, Rinpoche says then there are three types of courageousness which one needs. The first then concerns the limitless number of beings. And it is then being courageous, having a courageous mind in terms of the desire or the wish to benefit those limitless, uncountable beings. Then one does not say, oh, there are too many beings, they are a limitless number, they are an uncountable number, I can't possibly help all of them. So it's not having this kind of weak mind or this kind of cowardly mind, but instead one says, it doesn't matter that there are these limitless, uncountable beings, that I will obtain their benefit, I will work for and obtain their benefit no matter how many there are. That's the first mind. The second, then, is having a courageous mind in terms of remaining in conditioned existence to work for sentient beings, even for then great aeons. Even if one needs to stay in conditioned existence for 3 great kalpas or 7 great kalpas or 37 great kalpas, that this does not matter. That one does not give up hope or one does not despair because of that, but one then has a courageous mind that will engage in benefiting beings for those lengths of time. And then thirdly, there is the courageous mind then which does not shun activities which are difficult to do. For example, in the practice of generosity, then it's very difficult to offer one's head or one's limbs and so forth, those kind of activities. But then a bodhisattva does not shun from that, will undertake activities which are difficult to do. In terms of the practice of patience, that activity which is perfected on the third bodhisattva level, then one does not give rise to anger even if one's body is being is sliced flesh and bone, piece by piece. One does not give rise to anger. So without those three kinds of minds, then one cannot be said to be a real bodhisattva.
Don tambe denba yimba tela ngi don sere ngune yimba ta parke ndawa se na ngune yimba tere ngune yimba ten ten yimba te don tambe denba re don tambe denba thar to g denba ngi pe ton de ten da chi pa yung re.
So then it refers to the definite meaning here. And the definite meaning then is one of this set of two, the definite meaning and the meaning needing further explication. The definite meaning then refers to that which is real or actual, the actual true nature, the ultimate truth. The actual, the real, or the ultimate truth. So discourse here refers to then the sutras or speech of the Buddha in relationship to or concerning this definite meaning. So in relationship to the definite meaning, then there is the ultimate definite meaning and the temporal definite meaning. From the point of view of the intention of the Ju Lama, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, or from the point of view of the tradition of the Ju Lama, then the second turning of the wheel concerned itself with the definite meaning, although it was only the temporal definite meaning, whereas the third turning of the wheel then concerned itself was with or espoused the ultimate definite meaning.
The Jumsen Karasana Kolo Parpakas Zogne Namba Tamjen Chimbi Hiji Paje Tene Chutamche Namtok Yoto Chupi Chutamche Rangang Ovi Tomba Randong to Sumbare Mato Tene Tanda Semje Nelok de Hignimbote Tene Sarpo Masombre
Sarpo Masombre
Sarpo Sarpo So, the non-change party, two times a rangum over tongba. Rangum over tongba, only may but some disombare mato, de hingimbo, sarpo, masombre. Colo somber capso, Kunzo the two times, Kunzo nam doggy or the chirpe, two times, colo parba yendo, randong the song te, ton tamba, same genelo de hingimbo te, sarial and de barsombre. Sarial and there said the Jun Sadumeba. Junpa Sadumeba, you intend to sad the drum gupa. Sarial and deba somebody. This is no
Sarial and deba.
Sarja Sar said the Junpang the meba. You intend to ya mugupa. Then same general of the Lund of the Tembarawa. Sarial and deba tempest senna. Then call it Tamakavso, and we don't talk to him about it.
Then he called Sumpa, then he Kunsup, Karisson, Kunsup,
Kunsup, the Chutam, the Randong, the Temba, Kolo Parba, the Jigare. Kunzo Randong, then Kolo Parba, Tava Tembare. Then it turned down Yendong, the Tele Lagba, turned down Temban Tatu Tembare.
So the reason for this, that then the reason why the third turning of the wheel, or from the point of view here of the Diju Lama, he looks over here.
Kolo Diju Lama looks over.
So from the point of view of the tradition of the
Diju Lama Yeyase, Kolo Tama Yeyase, because of Rava.
So from the point of view then of the what was espoused or taught here in the third turning of the wheel. The second turning of the wheel then was said to be the temporal definite meaning. The reasoning for this is that it is said in the second turning of the wheel that all phenomena from form up until the omniscient wisdom of a Buddha has no self-essence whatsoever, is empty, is without any self-essence. And at the same time, then, it did not speak about, then, the clarity of the nature of the mind, not speak about the nature of the mind. From the point of view of the third turning of the wheel, then, they would agree with this first statement, but they would say that this is then the conventional truth, that this view of the rangtong here would be the conventional truth or conventional level, whereas the ultimate level here, the ultimate definite meaning, would concern the nature of the mind then, which is beyond anything to be abandoned or relinquished, meaning any faults to be relinquished, and it is also beyond anything to be added on or taken on, and that is because of its qualities of spontaneity.
Gongdar sejita karasana. Gongdar sejita sanje jisomba ka te kaye tuenda te to kale kabo. Gongba te to kale kabo yere. Te sanje jikai gongban drevan zepa latene. Tanda jipsin sambal la soba nam jinzepe tenju namla gongder sere. Ta kai gongban, kolo tame gongban devar seba, kolo tame gongba dikhin to topa kavare, te gongban devar seba ndeta vallatine. Tikwa chimpi jui lama ndeta vallatine, tene te ching mula. Tikwa chimpi jui lama ndi jueza juezi la te ching mula. Yi chipa niche, di jueza, jueza li yi chipa niche, chi yi tsorto topa sava inche. Yichi ji goni chi yi tsorto topa sava inche. Ta, dun chi yi tsorto to si jeta, chi yi tsorto topa ta, dun chi tsorto topa ta ni chikwa re. Yung tsin la ti nite topa. Oya.
So what is meant here then by elucidation is then it is those teachings which are very difficult to fathom, which are very difficult to understand, then it is the elucidations or the clarifying of the meaning or intention of those teachings, such as this one, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, and then the elucidations of the definite meaning which is hard to understand then is elucidated in the different shastras and so forth. Then, depending on then elucidations such as this, this refers to then this text, the Julama. Teaching Mula.
Tepa mupa la dekhe mugobes.
Sumreva. Sumre.
Ah. Tepa mupa. Ye chepa sijite ye chepa te tetson me beke jare. Di jeza le tetson me ba. Tetson te tetson yini soni lo teni. Tesu tenda ke kware tenda tetson ji tsege. Tsege no ga. Ya.
ni chi chul du topa sa wa ha me me te tanda yi chi pa se chi de yi chi pa se chi de te chong me be ke ja yi chi pa te chong me ba te chong je me ge nam dang te chong yi ni yi ni se chi de sem ni ba te chong yi ni so ni lo te ni ni da ma yin sam ba le un ju de la te so le te chong se ke de. So then in having relied on that, then what is needed is having faith and devotion, and having then in regards to faith and devotion, confidence. And confidence then here refers to not having any doubts, not being of two minds. But having not being of two minds or not having any doubts in relationship to faith and devotion.
Chi to the toss, it is a caress and a pen and matsu, deva chinji, chinkanji, koopa, chinkanji, and then here now, de korahi balate, de chi, sorti, togramat, or something don't to go your marawa. Then Raula.
ちょっととせたんだ。ではちんれ言うてんでるよれ、チポんでるよれ、せけばじゃ。パラそばたで、てねなんとれちゃけんとわ、てんだわれちょっととせ。いなごんそんととわまれ。ではちんとごんそんとれんの、てねてんでけじゃごよまれ、ごすとんごろわ。ディチェスりりちぱく、ちぱけちゃ。あれ、ジパラてんねちょっととば。てんちぐれてんで。 So by that then there is a realization, but this realization then is a kind of generalized realization that it is still based on conceptuality and inference. It is not based yet on direct realization. It is, for example, like hearing the teachings about then the pure land of Dewa Chen and hearing about all of the qualities of Dewa Chen, how it looks and everything about it, and then one gives rise then to conceptualizations about it, and so one has a kind of conceptual realization of it, but it is not a direct realization of it. So, what is meant here then by this general realization has not been direct? The example is then if someone says then flowers are impermanent, then it gives rise to a conception or a thought about the impermanence of flowers. But then this is very a kind of general realization. It's a very generalized concept. It does not refer to then the actual flower which is here in front of us.
Samute konani sijute karasana hindu tokpar kava ne logla samute konani sigre. Hindu hibar kava, tokpar kava la samute konani. Samute konani de karasana ton tambe dembare. Ton tambe demba, devar kibinimbore.
So the thatness, the profound thatness then refers to that which is very difficult to understand, very difficult to realize, refers to the ultimate truth or the Buddha nature.
Samute konani tava le megda medimbe ser. Samute konani tava samute konani ngonsom do tobe hira meba la sosite wala samute konani ngonsom do tobe hira yo mare.
So, because then ordinary beings, then they do not possess they do not have as yet the wisdom which can directly see this profound thatness, then they are said to be without eyes.
Samute konani ngosom to tobe hirap da medin ba tis na cheta ba yin do ngosom to toba na main de ngosom to tobu mare karra sana samute konani tobe da de hirap je me gyo mare.
Because then beings in this case do not have the eyes of wisdom which can directly see the thatness, the profound thatness, then because of that there is no direct realization of that. So the example to illustrate this, that is, even though that the sun is ablaze or resplendent with light rays, then if one does not have eyes, one will not be able to see it.
Dina devari kikpi nyingbo. Semji nilu devari kikpi nyingbo ngu yidi nambar tapa drama meba. Yuntin, dini lundrupji yuntin tang denba yina yang dini sosu jivu nam la hirabji meg mebe togumare.
So the meaning here then is that even though there is the essence of the one thus gone, the Buddha nature, the basic, the abiding nature of the mind, then that which is primordially pure and without any stains or faults whatsoever, and which is endowed with spontaneous qualities, since beings, ordinary beings, do not have the eye of wisdom, they cannot see or perceive this.
Ton tamba demba dehi nyingbo te ngonsom do thoma ten phakpa namji ngonsom do zikpare sanje je tene
So the ones who can then see this are the bodhisattvas who have reached the bodhisattva grounds or levels, and then the Buddhas then not only see this, but they have taken the realization to its utmost, to its perfection. So, ordinary beings then, ordinary beings, hearers, self-realizers, and those bodhisattvas newly entered into the path, then they do not have the direct realization of this abiding nature of the mind. How are they to get it? Then it is through listening, reflecting, and meditating on this text, and then giving rise to devotion and faith towards it, and then they will gradually attain realization. So now, actual words on emptiness, the meaning of what is to be realized. There is nothing at all to remove, there is not the slightest thing to add. It is the ultimate view of the ultimate. If ultimately seen, there is liberation.
Gomla to Gombang Tramale number Trovata. thar simple lam to driba ni bakya da je ban tha da le nam ba dro ban yo ro
If one were to ask what is the mode of emptiness which is free from the two extremes, the answer would be as follows. In the basic constituent of the one thus gone, completely pure by nature, the ultimate truth, the suchness, there are no previously existing faults of the ubiquitous mental afflictions whatsoever to be removed. That is because the nature of this has from the beginning been free from the adventitious stains. Similarly, there are not the slightest previously non-existing, completely pure qualities to be added. This is because the ultimate qualities of the powers and so forth have been spontaneously existing from the beginning, as well as the basic nature which is inseparable. Directly seen with the ultimate wisdom of the ultimate understanding, the ultimate meaning, free from the two extremes, the expanse of phenomena, the suchness, and becoming thoroughly acquainted with equipoise and having gradually given rise to the pristine wisdom which directly sees, just as it is, the ultimate basic nature, one will attain the complete freedom from that which is to be relinquished, the adventitious stains. Furthermore, one will be completely free from the stains of having abandoned seeing on the path of seeing, the stains of having abandoned meditation on the path of meditation, and completely free from the two obscurations and all tendencies on the perfected path.
That's again the kapso devar hikpi nyingbo te sarya lende pa sarya lende se jute ngowo la chung pang da me pa chung sarvar sava tang pamar sava me pa yun ting yakpar sava ta sadu toya sadu to mugupa te ni tembar sarya lende pa tang ngonsum to to pa te gonsum ki shirap je ngonsum to to gupa tembar
sungi shiram
gomba le song to sam ji khirab ke mo sum do to to mare mo sum do to pa de gom zong ki khirab la ra le
so the meaning of these lines is that in the Buddha nature, in the nature of the one that's gone, then it is said to be beyond, completely beyond anything that needs to be deposed or gotten rid of, and it is beyond anything which needs to be added. That means then that in the essence, concerning the essence, there are no faults or stains whatsoever that need to be relinquished or abandoned or thrown away or cleansed. And also in the essence, there is nothing, there are not the spontaneous qualities which need to be newly created and added on to the basic nature. And then this is something which can be realized only through the wisdom of meditation, only through direct meditation, that it is not enough simply listening and reflecting to it or concerning it.
Tandela tajur kuna. Same genealog devar rangin the number tapa. Yana devar hikpe nyingbo chuchin. Chun sarvar sava. Chun sarvar sava. Chia mite. Movo doyman ne. Lower the treman tadaki. Takbuse. Movo la treman mepise.
So concerning then, as putting this into the form of a syllogism, that the naturally pure Buddha nature then does not need to be rid of, one does not need to rid it of any faults, and that is because from the very beginning the essence has been free from faults.
Ngo Nilo ngoma la tene trema me pare. Te me bese na trema sariya kanye yo. Ngola.
So to facilitate understanding this, then in the basic nature of the mind, the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness, in the essence of that, the foundation of that, the abiding nature of that, then there are no stains whatsoever. Since there are no stains in the basic nature, then there are no stains which need to be relinquished. So in the earlier studied section on the 10 attributes of the basic nature, then it was said that the essence itself is completely free from any defiling stains, but there were the adventitious stains. And then three examples were given to illustrate that. And then it was the basic nature was compared to a jewel, it was compared to the sky, and it was compared to water. So, taking as the the Churchin or the subject of the next syllogism, then the basic nature of the mind, the Buddha nature, then in that no qualities need to be newly added, and that is because that from the beginning there have been the spontaneous qualities.
Tene dekhi nyingbo te yeni lindro yinba serna ye kapsu lindro re yinba serna lanje kapsu ya lindro re devu kapsu ya tene sanje ji yin tin de lön ju to pare deva te
chi chi lan devu
sanje lön ju to pare lön ju to pa yinba te ju kapsu lön ju to pa yinba la ten de devu kapsu ya lön ju to pare lanje kapsu ya lön ju to pare devu kapsu ya lön ju to pare.
So since then in the basic nature that there are spontaneous qualities, then this means that in the foundation, in the base, there are spontaneous qualities. On the path, there are spontaneous qualities. And upon realization of the fruit, there are still spontaneous qualities. Okay. So basically then in the abiding nature of the mind, the inseparability of luminosity and clarity, then what needs to be purified then are the stains or obscurations which are adventitious only, and which are only imputation. And besides that, there are no qualities which have to be newly added onto this nature, since it is already endowed with spontaneous qualities.
Mm-hmm.
If it were said then that these qualities were not spontaneous but were something which had to be newly added on or newly created, that there would be a fault in that. The fault would be that if they had to be newly created, they would be compounded and they would be impermanent. If they were compounded and impermanent, then later on they would be subject to destruction.
Then Joy Lam Lo Lanjurwa Mebati Namya Gobakab Sunjurwa Meba Tembarawa Jurwa Meba Ye Kab Sunjurwa Meba Namkatawa Lanji Kab Sunjurwa Meba Devi Kab Sunjurwa Meba Te Tini Kepa Jachimbuduka Kepa Jachimbuyore.
So again, referring back to the 10 attributes of the Buddha nature, the 9th one then dealt with the constant unchangeability of the Buddha nature, and it was compared to the sky and was said then to be unchanging from the point of view of the foundation on the path as well as from the point of view of the fruit. So then this is compared to or related to as follows. If you remember, then there is the example that in the sky or in space, then worlds arise and dissolve, but that the space itself remains unchanging. And so the same way, then it was said in the space of the nature of the mind, of the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness, the Buddha nature, then although the aggregates, the sources, and the constituents arise and are destroyed, that the basic Buddha nature, the essence, remains unchanged. So then it was also said in that same section that that upon directly realizing the nature of the mind, then that was the attaining of the bodhisattva grounds, and then on the first bodhisattva ground, that the basic essence did not undergo any change. On the impure grounds, the second through the seventh, the basic essence did not go through any change, and on the pure grounds, the eighth to the tenth, the basic essence did not go through any change. And that although the bodhisattva then was beyond birth and death, that due to or dependent upon or arising out of compassion, the bodhisattva then exhibited or demonstrated birth and death. And so then from the point of view of enlightenment or the point of view of Buddhahood, then it was also said that this basic nature did not change, and instead it was spoken about then the absolute purity, the absolute self, the absolute permanence, and the absolute happiness.
Hoti ta don dor dona sargyalen de parte ta dekhi ne bu ngon som do to pa te kande z to gre se na to pa ta sam pa sam je ngon som do to to ma re ngon som do to pa te yan ta pa sem je ne lo chu yen de khi ning bo la te ne tan da yan ta pa sem je ne lo chu yen de khi ning bo la yan ta pa gom song ge hira ti me ge te te Gomzong hirab la tinte, tene, same genealong from the dog of it.
So
Yanda nila yanda ta. Yang taba same genealog you chewing the king in bola. Tene, your chin, tundam hippie hirab the young tapar tagore. Moins from the tepe, tene, same genealong, same genealog the king in bongos from the dog of it.
So how is this? Ultimate nature, this basic nature, essence of the one that's gone to be attained. It is not attained then through only listening to the teachings and reflecting upon them, but it is attained only then through meditation. It is only attained then by the ultimate eye of wisdom, then which ultimately sees this ultimate nature.
Then yan tapa same genealog de king bola yan tapa gonzong kirap de te tab kazon tona tonza dan tonzi ni yere vesen and tonza dan tonzi ni yomare tonza dan tonzi ni me betsorje tonore.
So this then ultimate nature, ultimate basic true nature, which is ultimately seen by the ultimate wisdom, then at this time there is no seer, no perceiver, and nothing to be perceived.
The tongza tongzi le deba.
Tongza tongzi le deba. Tongza tongzi ni yo na ni nang yore. Ni ni nang nam do gan dem nang tongu ma. Tongza tongzi ni su me bu zhuo jin tongu ba.
So it is beyond both perceiver and perceived. If there were this duality of, if there were perceiver and perceived, then one would still be in the realm of dualistic appearances. And then there would still be, if one were in the realm of dualistic appearances, there would still then be a subtle veil or obscuration, and this veil or obscuration would prevent the direct
scene.
So, for the reason that it is then said to be beyond perceiver and perceived, then this scene which is being spoken about is extremely, extremely difficult and extremely profound.
Yandan tona number drawer said the Yandan tona drogress in the same genealogy of the tona drogress. Carre drogress, condensed drogress, and a tonam to pick up some tombang at the ballet drogress. Then Tapa Sasum Town, the Ne Tanda Gomlam to Gombanga Tremale, the Bay Togre. Sanje Gombanto, the Tene Trema Tri, Tracking Travel at Over.
So, when this then ultimate nature is seen, then what is it which is abandoned? Then first there is the abandonment of the stains which are to be abandoned on the path of seeing, and then there is the gradual abandonment or relinquishing of the stains to be relinquished on the path of meditation, and then finally when Buddhahood is attained, then the last very subtle stains which were existing on the pure bodhisattva levels, then these are also relinquished.
The Lord are the day on me, the Lord
kendo. Then it's again the Cadone, it's again and don't go down the upper unit in the morning.
So it's very good to meditate, to chant, and then do an analytical meditation on these particular lines.
Oh, yeah. Ah, in don't keep it. Don't sort them, but eh? Nami, keep and singing in lower dog, come dong, and Nami may been singing in Lami to your dong, my inch is our song.
So, the next verse is as follows. The Buddha nature is devoid of any effect. Such an intrinsic characteristic would be completely foreign. Yet it is not devoid of the supreme qualities whose intrinsic characteristics are indifferentiable from its domain.
Chunyi dekhi nyingbo Nyile tade do number yeva da jeba So so nrarki bin senyi ki Panong lovur je treman duze kunzu ju chu Chu nam ta ke khan devari kham devyen chik bin nyingbo tongba ser Yueba ta dan travaran tongge Chunyi le tade do number ye me je so so nrar me ki bin senyi ki Pandam wrong bear Rangin Ton Tamba Laname, but Sanjay, you told us over you and didn't tie a banam jene, Chuji in Tongba Maimbus and Mabe, Tata Yang, Trava Yina. Pinsun Garbus, you mean Nijan Tali Jang Torkin. The Niji said, Dead Kakwe, Nima Yijan Tali Jang Torbe. Ta Nisa Mugil and Namba Drove.
So, because of that, this basic nature, the Buddha nature, then is beyond anything to be subtracted from it, anything to be added to it. Because of that, it has the characteristic which is known as different than and separate from the basic nature. Because the basic constituent, the essence of the one that's gone, is empty of compounded conventional phenomena, the adventitious stains suitable to be abandoned,
Lowen Trubet Teme Tongbase.
So the then basic Buddha nature is beyond the extreme of existence because it is free from any, because the essence is completely free from any adventitious stains.
Dene meba cheben thale trote cheya meba na dekhi nyembo ya tongjang mega dawo rebe sa na dekhi nyembo tongjang mega mare dene yendin lenji trobe se na dene mentha le trobe.
And so it is also free from the extreme of non-existence, that is, non-existence here being that it is only empty in the sense of being nothing at all. It is free from that extreme because it is then possessed of or it has these spontaneous qualities.
This is the dekhin yimbo the same dembe madrope tongjang mega tan yaba yina tene mepa chepen thal lo ma chong yure
nika
dekhin yimbo te same dembe tongba
same dembe tongba
demba trope tongba dembar madropa same dembe tongba dan same dembar madropa ni tenda chekbare same rangin ji tongba tang same jung over and yin jim madro pani to and that jibare. That same dembe tong but tong jang megat and jia meba tang la de hini bujaba yino, the name meba chip and tad long with jung yure. Yin tongolo, jilamalo.
Maybe chip it true.
Jia mina chain that, chain that, chipa. Takbar tawa, chipper tawa, sirwa. How?
Chipper tawa.
Chipper tawa. Carasena. Dekhi nyingbo te sem dembe tongba jiya meba tanglan doba yino tene chepar tabi chong yore. Ti se na sem je nen lok te jiya meba tangma re dekhi nyingbo te sunrop ji yun ting dan deba re. Hako song yin. Lundrup ji yuen ting da denpan doi pe che ta le tro ba re, che pa ma re, che par ta wa ma re.
So because then the basic nature, the Buddha nature, is then free from or beyond then being simply a mere emptiness, simply being nothing at all, since it does have then the spontaneous qualities, then it is free from the fault of the view of annihilation.
Tene dekhi nyembo de sem denbar madro ba tongjang le ya na chung kar yure se no dekhi nyembo de ma to ba kap song khol ba na wa char ba to ba kap sa nyang yin le de ba nyang yin le de ba ta ba na wa cha ya ge ye de dekhi nyembo re tene dekhi nyembo de mega yin no Mada Bakabs on Corbin Nama Charvatan, Tabakabso, Hinkam Kota, Hinkam Janam and Chartope Jumsin Yomare.
So it is also then said not to the nature of the mind, then is also said to be not nothing at all, because there is then, from the point of view of conditioned existence, the impure appearances, or there. When it is not realized, there are the impure appearances of conditioned existence. And when there is realization, then there are the pure appearances, such as the Buddha Pure Lands and so forth. If the nature of the mind were just simply empty, if it were nothing at all, then there would be no reason for these pure and impure and pure appearances to arise.
Tene oma ranju je kapso rantong lo oma ranju je kapso tene sem je ne lo mega san le ya pare de de thartok ta wa mare tawan thartok mare.
So the Majjhimika Svatantrika point of view then say that the ultimate truth then is simply a nothing at all, and so then this is not the ultimate view. So these words here then, in terms of the Shentong, are very important to for the understanding of what is meant by Shentong, in that the nature of the mind then is free from the adventitious stains, but not free or not separate from then the spontaneous qualities. So then this is related to the tenth of the attributes of the Buddha natures discussed earlier, that of the spontaneous qualities. So this point on the spontaneous qualities, or the spontaneous qualities then comes at different places then in order to facilitate its understanding, to make it clearer. For example, here, and it also appears then as the tenth point, that of the inseparable qualities, and it also appears as the fifth point of the ten attributes, that of the endowments.
So
So this was the brief explanation today on the manner of realization, the way of realization through faith, and then the words describing the actual realization. So if one then, these are very important words, and one should memorize them and continually repeat them. So these words are not only important in terms of the sutric tradition, but they are also quite important in terms of the Mahamudra and great perfection traditions. So that's why it's important then to memorize these words and repeat them 100 times each day.
Well, yeah, but you're right. Oh, yeah.